we are welcoming into the studio two lovely ladies. Kerry's here and Suzanne's here, both from Shinful Operatic, the chair and the publicity. And number 11 none is Suzanne. Welcome along, ladies. Let's start with you, Kerry. That's a good start, isn't it? Kerry, why did you're chair of the group, but why did you choose Sister Act in the first place?
I think it's because it's just such an upbeat show. We're predominantly women at Shinfield, although there are quite a few men in the performance as well. But, we just wanted something that would give everybody a chance to show off what they could do. And it had been so successful in the West End, and it suddenly became available. And we're one of the first amateur operatic societies to be able to do it. And in fact, we're premiering it at the Queen's Theatre. It's the premiere at the Queen's. It has been performed before, but in terms of on the amateur scene, not many societies have done it yet.
Of course, and this is a musical that's spurned from a film, hasn't it? It was originally
Absolutely.
A film. There wasn't a book and then a film, or was there? What's the story?
It was the film was written, and originally Bette Midler was going to be playing.
Oh, was she?
Dolores.
Right, okay.
I say that because you may have or may not have noticed that I'm actually white, not black, and most people would be expecting Whoopi Goldberg. Mm-hmm. But actually, it's not about race. I mean, Whoopi took the show, took the film, and she really made it hers. And in fact, she set up the Sister Act musical that followed, and it was her company. So it was kind of her thing, but it's not about race. It's about a woman kind of finding herself in the place where she would least expect to.
Suzanne, tell us the full story. And what is the full story of Sister Act? What is the whole thing?
Well, basically, Dolores witnesses a crime and runs off away from these gangsters and to the police station, where she actually knows the police cop there. And he says, right, well, you're going to be in our witness program, but we need to hide you until a court case. What better place to hide you than a convent?
I see.
So off she goes to this convent where the Mother Superior really does not want her there. And she joins the choir because she can sing, but the nuns are struggling. They can't really sing very well. So she takes it upon herself to teach us all our trade, basically.
I see.
Gets us singing.
And without spoiling the end, does it culminate in a wonderful competition or something like that, where they win something, or does it go into
competition? That's Sister Act 2.
Oh, does it?
We're not going to spoil the ending, but basically, you know, she gets them singing and she finds friendship along the way. And it's worth noting that she really is the last person you would expect to see in a convent. She's quite a wayward woman. So it's quite a fun part to play.
One of the hardest things to do for amateur dramatic or operatic societies is to select the right musical or play, and you have to look at your group and see whether you can do something like this. So was it a fairly obvious choice then to do, because you're predominantly women?
I think so, but as I said, we were so excited because it was a newer show. None of us had done it before, and because it was just being released to amateurs. So we were thinking, right, we want to get in there and do it. This looks real fun. We think it would be good box office pull. It's an amazing show. It's yes, there's a murder, but it's still suitable for all the family.
There's a murder.
There's no blood and guts and gore.
I should hope not.
So therefore, it is a family show. And I'm saying that for all the pupils of Brentwood School who are listening. Please come and support your teacher. Thank you.
Okay. Always like that. Suzanne, it's a huge risk as well, because I know exactly... Well, I don't know exactly much, but I know how much... I've just put a show on at the Thames side, and we know how much that cost. And that was to sell our audiences. To put a show on like you're putting on at the Queen's Theatre... It's a big risk, isn't it?
It is. You're talking well over £40,000 just to stage it. And the only way we get that money back in is through box office. Getting bums on seats, as they say. So, yeah, it's been a big push, as you've seen from the programme and probably heard. We've had a beer competition to try and just raise our profile in the Brentwood area as well, and that was very successful. How many it brought in the way of ticket sales, I'm not sure, but it certainly made people aware that there were nuns around. And then we did Lighting Up Brentwood with all the nuns as well in the high street, which was brilliant.
I have to say that somebody who's sort of, I'm not a close observer, but I certainly do observe what's going on in the local area. You're very predominant as well. I've seen you on Facebook, you've seen you on Twitter, Lighting Up Brentwood, you're everywhere. So I was well aware that you were doing this a long time ago. So yeah. That must be successful.
It is. I mean, we're doing well. Ticket sales, as I said just to you before we went on air, that we've just hit 88%, but we need 90. We really need that last push to get those final seats sold to actually...
Oh, that's fantastic to get 88. Yeah. And you have to ask yourself what proportion that is. People have come and seen you before, and Sheffield operating are really good, we want to come and see them, or they want to come and see the show, or what is it? I don't know.
Well, we definitely know that at least 55% are being sold through cast members, so it is quite important to have a decent sized cast. And we do have 31 women in this show and 11 men, so we've got quite a decent sized cast, and they have been out there selling tickets, which has been brilliant.
Yeah, I mean, that is the trouble we've had with Thurrock Courts players before. You only have a small cast playing maybe five, well, but Vicar of Dibley was only eight, really, and the kids as well. So you can't rely on cast members to sell tickets, because everybody's sort of exhausted, how many people you bring in. It's a difficult thing to do. But no, it sounds like it's really, really successful so far, and we're going to try and push you just over so you're going to get 95%. Let's talk about the music. Let's hear it. Well, let's hear a track. This is... Sunday Morning Fever, I believe.
Welcome back, faithful followers, old and new. And now, to raise the temperature even higher, bear remarkable news, a miracle...
They are music from the original London cast recording of Sister Acts, which is beginning to gather momentum now, and they're all getting very excited. When do you move into the theatre?
Sunday.
Oh, my word. That, Sunday is the big day, isn't it?
Yeah, 9 o'clock Sunday morning. The men will be in there building the set.
Oh, the men
and
will
women.
Be in there.
Excuse
well, it does
me.
Say women.
And women.
Yeah, sorry. I won't be there.
We're getting your beauty sleep.
So, you've obviously been rehearsing in halls, and then you move into the theatre, and as soon as you move into the theatre, you go, oh, this is all completely different. that's not going to work. So, yeah, okay. So, let's go right back to the beginning. How does the casting process work for Shenfield? What is the matter with my voice, though? Shenfield Operatic Society.
Casting. Well, what happens is we let people know that we're doing the show. We invite new members to join at that point if they want to. Once we've established the director and the musical director, they put together an audition package whereby they have certain... scenes or songs they want people to know. In fact, I've just been prompted by Suzanne. We had a gospel workshop with the Big Sing, actually, and they came, and so we advertised that, and they came and they did this big gospel workshop with us, really to kind of launch into Sister Act. And from there, we gave out the audition pieces, and anybody within the society, as long as they're an auditioned member, they can go for whatever part they want. And then we have a panel of judges, audition panel, I suppose you call
it. So what's that made up of? The director, the musical director, and the choreographer, maybe?
Then we normally have somebody from the committee, and then we normally have somebody completely outside so that they can't be biased.
I've operated that sort of system myself before in the musical society. I used to be in a musical society, but I retired because I can't dance. I'm rubbish.
Okay.
I'm rubbish.
We're still looking for singers.
Well,
don't have to be able to dance.
Well, not great, no, because, you see, I always found that the people in the interval would say, that was really good, but it was that idiot at the back, because of my size, you can just see me, you see, and I just make a disgusting mess at the back.
Well, you just have to go for lead parts.
The one thing I would say about Shenfield Operatic Society, though, is that it's a society for its members. So when things are being cast, when we're choreographing things and putting numbers together, it's always with the people who we've got in mind. So, for example, yourself, I wouldn't put you in the front with
with all the dancers.
No,
if I were directing, I would have you, you know, doing a bit of movement.
No, give me a stick and go and sit on a barrel somewhere. That's me.
Something like that. Yeah,
Suzanne's seen me on stage. She knows what I'm talking about.
Talking of barrels, I've got a good link there, because one of my favourite bits was when I managed to kind of sit on a barrel at Brentwood Brewery with a free pint of beer, because I don't know if Suzanne mentioned this, but we ran a competition with Brentwood Brewery to name the beer, and so we've got a beer named especially for Sheffield Operatic Sister Act called Ale Mary.
Brilliant.
And it's going to be available at the bar at the Queen's Theatre.
Fantastic.
So that people can come along and sample it then, and it's also still available at Brentwood Brewery, so get along there and try out and sample some of their beers.
Well,
now
you're talking. Okay, right, quick break. We've got to do some sport, and then we're going to come out. I'm going to talk to you about publicity. Back in a moment.
1, 2, 3. Phoenix FM Sports with the Brentwood Brewing Company. A perfect beer, whatever the result.
England batting coach Mark Rampagash has apologised for the team's humiliation.
33.
And talking of Queen's Theatre, there is a massive production coming on at the Queen's Theatre very, very shortly, called Sister Act. I have two of the, number 11, and the chairman.
Lead of the show.
And, of course, the lead of the show as well. So you're the Whoopi Goldberg part, obviously.
I am the Whoopi Goldberg.
I've forgotten the name. Sister.
It's Dolores Cartier, as in Cartiers.
I see. Easy part to do or difficult or exhausting?
It's exhausting. There's a lot of songs that you've got to belt a bit of dancing, not too much movement, luckily, and a few lines. If I'm honest, it's not as difficult a part as something like Mrs. Lovett from Sweeney Todd, which we did last time, but it's definitely the biggest role I've had to play in terms of you're on stage all of the time. I think there's about two songs that the men sing that I'm not in, and the rest of the time, all the chorus numbers, everything I'm in, plus all my solos.
Wow.
And it's a tall order, but I'm ready for it. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, if you're on stage all the time, poor old Geraldine in Vicar Dibley, she was in 51 scenes, I think, out of 53. Yeah. It's just exhausting for the poor lass. But she did it. Suzanne, I want to talk to you about publicity, because it sounds an easy job, but I know it isn't an easy job. How have you found it this time, getting public interest?
Well, I only actually took over publicity just as we were coming to the end of Copacabana, actually, which this time last year. So I suddenly got put sort of in the position that, right, what are we going to do to sell this show? We need to put 90% ticket sales to break even. Let's get going. So the Ale Mary was obviously the first thing that we really did to sort of get that going. And since then, I've had great support from a lot of the local newspapers. The Brentwood Gazette, Billericay Inquirer, Made in Essex, the new paper, they've done some lovely spreads for us.
Yeah.
Which has been really helpful. The Romford Recorder and Hornchurch Life have been great. Bennett's, the funeral directors, gave us 2 weeks of window display down at King's Road,
wow,
which was fantastic. And the Queen's Theatre have been really helpful. We've been able to get one of our large stand-up posters there. The box office there, the girls there could not be more helpful. They are just fantastic. If they get someone ringing up wanting tickets, they'll send them to me first to see if I've got any spare ones. And everybody's been really helpful. It's been an ongoing slog. As you say, we've been on Twitter and Facebook. I'm just trying to get the word out there all the time and getting it there.
How healthy is Sheffield Operatic Society at the moment? Is it in a good place?
It could be in a better place. It's not. It's not in a bad place. I mean, the fact that we have sold almost 90% of our tickets means that we will be able to perform in places like the Queen's Theatre again. Mm-hmm. Had we lost money on this show, and as I said, it costs up to about £45,000.
That is horrifying. That is scary.
It is scary, and we've lost £5,000 or £6,000 on shows before, we have that fiscal responsibility.
So where do you make those funds up from then?
What we do is we have concerts whereby we raise money. A lot of people put in time for free. We have more simple costumes, and then we perform in village halls. So, for example, we're going to be performing in Blackmoor Village Hall in the summer.
Okay.
And we're going to be doing a concert, We Will Remember Them. And so we use people in-house. Stuart Brown and Jess Pether have actually written the concert for us. And it's looking at songs from the Second World War, because it's 70 years commemoration of it, and then the second act, it's kind of looking at conflict throughout the world. So it's, it gives us the excuse to sing things from Miss Saigon and Les Miserables and things like
yes,
that.
Yes, well, it's got to be done. So you're, this is the one big production a year you do at the Queen's,
yes.
And everything else is helps. I see. Right, let's talk about where it is and when it is then. So Queen's Theatre in Hornchurch starts on Wednesday the 25th. That's next week. Do you know all your lines, everybody?
Yes.
Good.
Yeah.
Run through to the 28th and 7:30 in the evening and 2:30 in the afternoon on the Saturday. How do we get tickets?
You can ring me on my mobile, which is 07734 817 418. You
say that again, please.
07734 817 418. You can email me at boxoffice@shenfieldoperaticsociety.co.uk, or you can go straight to the Queen's Theatre on their box office, which I'm sorry, I don't have their number.
Oh, we do. Don't worry about that.
But they take 7% of every ticket they
exactly,
sell, so I really would rather you rang me.
Well, that's the way we work as well. So, well, all I can say is to the both of you, I really hope this is a good run for you, that it really works well, that you achieve what you want to achieve, and above all else, that you enjoy it. You enjoy
that's the
experience.
Key thing,
well, we picked our costumes up last night. We are now very excited.
Very excited. You are very,
very excited.
Okay, and I just want to say thank you so much for supporting us, and thank you very
no,
much.
That's right. But you know, I'm a, you know, an actor myself, and I believe in supporting the local arts, and it has to be done because it's a difficult world out there. You're lucky that you're at a theatre that really does support you. You know, others aren't occasionally, shall we say? We'll leave it at that. But again, well, you came and supported me last week, so I should
did,
come and support.
And very well, very good. You did too.
Well, that's very kind of you to
I
say.
I was very impressed.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I'll be coming along to see it. And so, just to remind you that Sister Act is on. Presented by Sheffield Operatic Society at the Queen's Theatre, Hornchurch, Wednesday the 25th to Saturday the 28th. Got virtually a week to see it. Loads of performances. 7:30 in the evenings. Saturday matinee is 2:30. Please buy your tickets from Sheffield Operatic, from the lovely Suzanne. Her number is 07734 817 418. We'll put all this up on our website anyway, if it's not up all there already, I think. And or you can email the box office at Sheffield Operatic.
Society.co.uk.
If you fail in all that, then just get in touch with the Queen's Theatre. You know how to do that. So, ladies, let's end with a track. This, my machine might go flat here. Hang on, let's just see how much we've got here, because the other one's not going to work. What should we hear to come out of the show? What should we hear? You don't have to whisper.
Is it a Fabulous Baby?
Yeah, Fabulous Baby.
Yeah.
Fabulous Baby by, this might run out of juice, but we'll see. Let's have a bit of it. Ladies, thank you very much indeed,
thank
and I wish you all
you.
The best for the show.
Thank you very much.
Could it be more the lamb? Look at my look. Can you say?
I'll see you at Dagenham Rearbridge tomorrow if you go in there. And somebody's just given me a ticket for Spurs West Ham. Ha ha! I'll be there. Right, let's end the programme with one of the best bands in the world. This is Elbow, and this is Fallen Angel. Rob's next. Don't go away, because he's got special guests as well. Don't miss that, whatever you do. you go, that is Elmo, that is it for me, Fallen Angel. That's me, Fallen Angel. Stand by for Rob, he's in for the Paulie Mike Porter. Hopefully be better next week. Have a great weekend, I'll see you next Friday.